Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today about standing up for Jesus. That sounds like an old-fashioned idea, doesn't it? Well, it is. And there are a lot of old-fashioned ideas that are true forever. This week, I'm going to be talking about some very popular topics, popular in the minds of those who control the media, horrifying to Christians who think, who take their cues not from the media, but from an ancient book called the Bible. And I don't think there'd be any doubt in your mind, if you've listened to Gateway to Joy before, that this person that you're listening to takes her cues not from the media, but from that ancient book, the Bible. Well, let's start with this question of homosexuality. It is sometimes called a lifestyle. It is a matter of choice whether or not the condition is genetic. A heterosexual chooses also. He can indulge in extramarital sex or not. And I wonder sometimes why a homosexual feels that he has any warrant to engage in behavior which is clearly forbidden in God's Word. One time after I had spoken to a student convention in Kansas City, a young man came up to me while I was autographing books, and he said, "Can you talk while you're signing books?" And I said, "Well, not very well." And he said, "Well, I need to talk to you." And he knelt down beside my chair and almost whispered in my ear, he said, "What do you do if your urges are not normal?" And I said, "You mean your sexual urges?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, you do exactly what anybody whose sexual urges are normal. You bring them under the lordship of Jesus Christ. A heterosexual has no more permission to indulge his feelings than does a homosexual. God has ordained marriage and only marriage between a man and a woman as the area in which sexual activity is to take place, nowhere else. But let's go to the scriptures. Let's not just listen to what Elizabeth Elliot has to say, but what does God have to say about this question? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By His power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and He will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said the two will become one flesh, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. That's 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 to 20. And Romans 1, let me read a few verses from that passage. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. I think it's time for us to stand up for Jesus. There is no question of God's view about homosexuality. And I repeat, whether it is a genetic matter, which I don't think has been proved, it still boils down to a matter of choice. No one has to indulge in homosexual activity. It's an act of choice and of the will, any more than anyone needs to indulge in extramarital sexual activity. Those are choices, and clearly they are wrong choices. Can you imagine a country which was founded on Christian principles, not only tolerating but actually supporting by special political moves a lifestyle, a perversion which God condemns? They that know the Lord should stand firm. We are in the minority, it seems, these days. But let's pray. Pray for God's deliverance. Pray for our country. Pray that God will restrain the legislations that are so destructive to the fabric of our society. Well, I read in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, Paul is writing to the Thessalonian Christians. He says, "You know what orders we gave you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the will of God, that you should be holy. You must abstain from fornication." That word fornication means every form of sexual sin, be it the practice of homosexuality, intercourse outside of marriage of any kind whatsoever, adultery, premarital sex. It's all under that heading, fornication. So if you're going to be holy, if you're going to do the will of God, you must abstain from fornication. verse 4, 1 Thessalonians 4, 4, each one of you must learn to gain mastery over his body, to hallow and honor it, not giving way to lust like the pagans who are ignorant of God. Now to those of you who have disobeyed the commands of God and have indulged in fornication, in some form of sexual sin, please don't switch your radio to another station. Remember that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. God can't give you back your virginity, but He can give you back your chastity.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.